Tiffany drove through the night from Cincinnati with friends eager to be first in line when the gates opened at 1 p.m. so they could be in the front row.
The strategy is tighten your shoes and get here early.
Not everyone is thrilled with some of the arrangements. Kathleen lives across the street from the fest at 79th and Brandon, an area marked with no parking signs Wednesday night. She says Alderman Sandy Jackson left automated messages Thursday night saying parking passes were available. But when neighbors showed up, the office was closed.
The tow truck driver came down early, about 9 o'clock, and we told him our tale of woe, and he went down to the beat commander, and the beat commander said, take down the signs.
The CTA plans extra service to get fans to the three-day fest, which boasts of 38 bands on three different stages. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 780 WBBM.